Everything's against me and it's got me down. If I jumped in the river, I would probably drown. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. These shabby shoes I'm wearing all the time, they're full of holes and nails. Brother, if I stepped on a worn-out dime, I bet a nickel I could tell you if it was head or tail.
Lemon face.
Ooh, all right, you fucks.
You're gonna start it off.
I am gonna start it off. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Who Goes There podcast, episode 253. This is Jorge.
Hail Sam. This is Matt.
Hail Sam. This is Matt. This is Rhett.
It works.
This.
He's all yeah.
Is
cool. So nice. Rhett. You had to do it twice.
Bro. Oh, so dudes. How's it going?
You know what, man? Fuck everything. Fuck the world. Fuck coronavirus. I am tired of this shit already. Three shows this week.
Canceled.
Three shows. Canceled.
What were you going to go see?
I was going to go see American Nightmare in LA tomorrow.
Ooh.
I was going to go see Austin Lucas.
Oh, that's the one that bugged me out.
And Off With Their Heads the next night.
They might cancel the other show we're going to.
Oh, dude. Yeah, if they cancel in May, we're going to George and I are going to Receiving End of Sirens, and Ollie and I are going to see K-pop sensations BTS. And if that gets canceled,
BTS is going to get canceled for sure, dude.
I'm going to get fucking pissed.
That's too many people.
$700 show.
If you guys you'll
get refunded.
93,000 capacity, I think.
Yeah, that's going to get canceled as fuck, dude.
Yeah.
Because they're canceling things that are going that are over 250
dude,
right now.
Yeah. I want to see Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds in October with Wiseblood opener.
Ooh, donde? Aquí?
Yeah, in San Diego.
Ooh. I think by October.
You don't fucking know shit 5 minutes to the next right now. But
yeah. Right.
But yeah, so I think we'll be okay with that.
Dude, Nick Cave is one of my favorites.
Hi, Sophia.
Hi, Sophia. Hi, Sophia. And I like Wiseblood, and she's opening. So Nick Cave apparently has good taste.
How has this fucking this garbage affected you?
I mean, other than getting my shows canceled, it hasn't. I mean, my school is moved online. So like, you know, nothing really changes there.
Uh-huh.
Still got to go to work and, you know, like, fucking sucks. I'm buying airline tickets now, though, because they're, like, super low because nobody wants to travel. I don't give a fuck. Give me the coronavirus, dog.
Yeah, let me get it now.
That's what I said.
I got insurance. I got a strong immune system. I'm not the elderly or compromised immune system. Like, I'm ready.
I'm not worried about the virus. I'm worried about the response to the fucking virus.
I'm just going to start licking fucking door handles, dude. Like, that's what I say. Like, drink from the hose. Don't wash your hands after you take a shit. Eat things off the floor. Like, it'll only make you stronger.
I mean, I think that response is okay if you weren't around elderly people always.
Well, I'm not. I mean.
Well, things are going a little haywire over at South Bay Pioneers Recovery Home. Because there's 17 AA meetings a week there. And there's a lot of elderly people that come to those meetings. And then I'm going to school, which is a training class. So that's supposed to be like in person. So that shit was not canceled.
Not no mo.
Yeah, that shit was not canceled till today. Like the professor fought tooth and nail to make an exception. And so I still went to class on Thursday, but now this shit it's done. So a presentation we're supposed to do in class is going to be a PowerPoint. I'm doing an internship. And so, but the internship is still going on. But I thought it was funny though, like, because you're in healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
You're in the dental field.
Yeah.
And I'm in the substance abuse treatment field. So we do this horror podcast and say some really misanthropic shit.
Yeah.
But all three of us, we're all in the healthcare profession.
Yeah. Yeah, but I don't do it to help people. What? I do it for the pay.
Just pure money. Yeah.
I do it solely to help
Nonetheless,
myself.
You could have done anything and we all wound up in the helping profession.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if I could just smoke weed and flip my dick all day and get paid for it, I would.
So far, we haven't been affected.
Flip my dick.
So far, we haven't been affected, but I feel a slight downturn in the busyness this week.
Oh yeah.
I think what's happening is people aren't going to the dental office to get like their regular shit going on.
No, their fucking survival instincts are all riled up. They're not worried about their fucking
going to Costco to getting all the fucking toilet paper.
My coworker walked in today and she said that work was her one refuge because she's on self-quarantine. And I'm like, why the fuck are you on self-quarantine, dude? Why are you here if you're on self-quarantine? Don't get us sick. Get the fuck out. It's a nice microphone.
Thank you. It's the same one.
Is it?
Yep.
It looks prettier.
It's just different color.
Oh, yeah. It's it's the same. Okay, I was going to say it looks greenish.
How could it be the same one if it's a different color?
Yeah, right? This fucking guy.
Fuck does that mean?
Double it's the same ass. Model of
you fucking, have fucking coronavirus. So that's some coronavirus shit. Yeah, right?
That's the corona.
That's La Lloronavirus.
It's La Llorona speaking. The virus
implanted itself in your, you know, in your Brockman zone.
Your Brockman. You didn't watch.
You didn't watch the movie, did you?
What movie?
The Host.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Well, we're doing The Host coming up for as a Patreon episode.
The Host and RoboCop.
And it turned out to be a pretty fucking timely movie.
Yeah. So we'll get there.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that, but I did see Tom Green. That was fun.
Well, what, Freddy Got Fingered?
No, actual Tom Green. I watched Freddy Got Fingered, but I actually saw Tom Green.
Where?
The American Comedy Company. He was here for 3 nights last weekend.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Hella tight. It was
Holy shit.
It was exactly what you would imagine Tom Green being. Like, he didn't really tell any jokes. He kind of told a couple stories and then ridiculed the crowd a bunch and yelled a lot.
That's the kind of shit I like.
It was really fun.
What?
I watched...
Lucky for you, that's what I like.
I start. That's a good song, too.
It is a good song.
I started watching Castlevania 3.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, I don't like it.
What?
Something's different. The animation feels different, or the voiceovers feel different. Something feels different from the first two seasons, and we've only watched two episodes, but, like, we don't have the desire to watch
it more. Maybe I'll like it again.
Maybe. I started Lock and Key.
Uh-huh.
Four episodes into that. That's pretty fun.
You know, someone wears a daughter's shirt in that show, dude.
Do they?
Yeah.
I mean, God. That's cool.
That was a daughter's poster.
Are you proud of that?
Was it your reflection in the TV while you watched Lock and Key? He's like, oh, look, that shirt says daughters.
I was like, that's hell yeah. Tight.
That's the same shirt I'm wearing. That guy has a daughter. He must listen to daughters, dude.
He must listen to Daughters by John Mayer.
Oh.
Daughters versus Daughters.
Do you have that in your saved songs too?
No, I'm not. You know what? That guy released a blues album where it was actually like a stripped down blues album. I guess unsurprisingly, that motherfucker can play.
Oh yeah, he good. That boy good.
That boy good.
That boy just don't give a fuck. That boy want to, you know, make the bitches dance and get it.
Yeah,
he want to get it.
He was squaxing Jessica Simpson for a while,
Jennifer
right?
Jennifer Simpson. He was squaxing all kinds of people.
Marge Simpson.
Hey, Marge Simpson.
Dude, Marge Simpson could get it.
Marge Simpson is a fucking snack, bro.
Yeah, dog.
A snatch?
Yeah.
A blue snatch?
She's a snatch to snack.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
She got a good little figure on
especially
her.
Especially when she lets her hair down. Oh. Like, you know, ooh, it's all when wavy. It's wet.
When she's taking a bath.
Yeah, I also watched Jaws and most of The Graduate.
Hey, wait a minute.
What?
Because you have that class.
Yeah, I'm supposed to watch Dr. Strangelove this week. And I'm like,
you've never seen it? Dude, Matt.
And I'm like, Matt, Kubrick?
Top 10 ever for me. Not really? That means you'll love it or something, but it's fucking good.
I mean, I know nothing about it.
It is so I'll tell you this. It is a dark comedy about nuclear warfare.
Oh, okay, cool.
So in the middle of so everyone...
right up my alley.
Yeah, in the middle of everyone being scared to death about fucking life on Earth ending, he's all, fuck this. I'm making a comedy about this.
Cool.
Right. Yep.
Well, yeah, I got to watch that.
So it starts off, you're going to probably think it's a little slow, but stick with it and you'll get on its vibe and be like, this is fucking bonkers.
I was very pleased to learn it's only like 94 minutes because I was like, Kubrick, this shit's going to be 3 hours and then no.
No, this is like prior to 2001. And so this is really the beginning of like when he really starts becoming very, very Kubricky.
Mm-hmm.
It's black and white and there's some fucking hilarious shit in there.
Cool.
I don't know if you'll find it funny, but...
Oh, and I've been playing Resident Evil 2 on our Twitch channel, twitch.tv/whogoestherepodcast. With
a special little mod.
Yeah, I put in a... Oh, Rhett, did you see it?
I saw it with the raccoon thing.
No, dude, no.
Oh, the buff, what's her name?
Yeah, Buff Claire.
What?
Dude, I just put a mod on and I made Claire look like she was fresh out of the Arnold Classic, like...
What's crazy about it? She's so fucking glisteny, dude.
Dude, when she gets out in the rain and like her muscles get all wet, I'm like, yeah. Look at that shit.
He has to pause it.
She's all, dude, her arms look exactly like yours, though. It's crazy.
Is that what my arms look like?
Dude, those big ass shoulders, boulders for shoulders, dude. I'm looking at that and I'm like, that's Rhett's arm right there. Dude, that's
really they just good. Modeled his ass for the fucking mod.
Yeah. So you can watch that. We're going to be streaming that. in preparation for Resident Evil 3.
Yeah. And then, we tried playing Don't Starve Together unsuccessfully.
Yeah. I mean, we played successfully. Right. We just didn't do very well.
Yeah, we didn't do so well. That's a good game, though.
Yeah.
We'll play again.
It's like Minecraft, but spooky.
Hell, motherfucker.
Spooky Minecraft. Yeah.
Hey, what'd you think of Jaws?
I mean, it's Jaws.
What the fuck does that mean, dude?
It's Jaws.
I've never heard you weigh in on Jaws, though.
Lukewarm.
Oh, okay. I can't go any further. I can't.
I mean, it's good. It's a good movie, but it's not a movie I like watching regularly, you know?
The Graduate, had you seen it before?
No.
Pretty fun stuff,
I think,
huh?
So. Yeah, what do you I think? Mean, like,
for 66 or whatever it was?
I mean, yeah, fucking older ladies is tight.
Fucking older ladies is tight.
What about how the fucking music lines up with the editing and the direction and all that shit?
No. Oh, yeah, like fucking old ladies, dude.
I did not pay attention to that.
No, well, that shit didn't exist before that movie. That's what I'm saying.
That's
almost like a fourth wall break. They didn't do that in movies. Never mind.
All he cares about is the fucking old ladies.
What the fuck are they talking about in this film class?
Not a whole lot.
The professor's all, so what do you guys think about fucking old ladies?
The thing is...
They look like Anne motherfucking Bancroft.
We don't actually like talk about any of the films. It's like, watch this. And then there's like no questions or anything about it. There's no discussion about it.
What?
Yeah. It's fucking weird.
That's fucking lame.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
So I don't even really have to watch these movies, but I'm doing it to like, you know, broaden my horizon.
So you literally just go to a class to watch a movie?
I don't even go to the class.
Well, like, ain't nobody going to class.
No,
right now.
I mean, it's an online class, so it's like, hey, watch this, and then we answer.
He
like,
read the Wikipedia and said he watched the movie.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much. It's like Cliff's Notes.
You son of a bitch.
Fucking old ladies. Get it.
So Dustin Hoffman is fucking some old white bitch.
And then he gets to a church, and then he fucks her there, too.
Everywhere.
And then he fucks her daughter, and she gets fucking
It's
pissed.
Like the gummy bears, dude. Pissed. Fucking I'm here, fucking there, and everywhere. That was Gummy Bears, right?
Raising hell. What?
Y'all remember
what?
That Gummy Bears cartoon?
Gummy Bears bouncing here and there and everywhere.
That's what's up.
That's one of the best theme songs.
Hell yeah.
Not one of my favorite cartoons, but one of the best theme songs.
I couldn't tell you shit about the cartoon, but I remember that theme song.
Boring as fuck.
Remember the Tailspin?
Hell yeah, Tailspin was tight.
The Tailspin theme song?
I don't remember the Tailspin theme song.
Oh yeah, Tailspin, Tailspin.
That Tailspin was tight.
I don't want
Friends for life through thick and thin on another Tailspin.
Wow.
Yeah, dude.
I'm just going to do a 90s nostalgia cast.
I don't remember that Tailspin song.
I do now that he's
saying it. I
remember
Chip and Dale, Rescue Rangers.
Gadget was so fine.
Gadget was fine, dude.
Yeah.
It's weird that they designed these cartoons to make you want to fuck rodents.
It makes you want to crave.
And lions, dude.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Mouse cunt.
Wow.
Chip and Dale's mouse cunt.
Rhett's like, I would rip that fucking squirrel in half.
That's like a gutter fucking punk band. Mouse cunt.
Anything with cunt is probably like a...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fuck. Anything else, man?
No, that's all I've watched.
What about you?
I can't even remember what I watched at the moment. We watched a couple things for Patreon, which I won't fucking mention. Come back to me. Hit me again.
Did you watch Prayer of the Roller Boys?
No.
Damn.
Oh, wait a minute. What did I watch? I watched Interstellar. Right?
What a surprise.
The Nolan trip continues. Have you seen Interstellar, Matt?
Do you think I've seen Interstellar, Rhett?
He has Hell not. Yeah, because you're a stoner, dude.
He has not.
I have not seen Interstellar.
That movie is pretty good.
I heard that movie was long and slow.
Yeah.
You don't like it long and slow?
I mean, no. I prefer it fast and over with quickly.
God damn it.
This will neither be pleasant or over quickly.
I also watched The Raid, which is fucking...
You saw that just not that long ago.
I did.
You talked about it on the show.
Well, I watched it again. I'm trying to jog my fucking own memory here.
Well, shit, in that case, I watched Pacific Rim for the 20th time.
Well, see this that. Weekend. It's part of your diet. It's like your nutrition this week. Man.
I did.
What else did you watch for the 20th time?
Big Trouble in Little China.
And why'd you watch Pacific Rim?
Because so sucks. It's so good, dude.
He loves Charlie Hunnam.
I am canceling the apocalypse.
We are canceling my career. That's fucking Idris Elba. That guy, I love that guy. And it's like he keeps getting fucked. Like that
yeah, he does.
Dark Tower. Like, okay, yeah, you'll be the gunslinger.
That Dark Tower movie was something else, brother.
What was that show that was on Netflix that was really good in?
Luther?
Yeah.
Luther was great.
Yeah, he was fucking, that guy, yeah.
I didn't watch shit, though. I watched this other series with Ronnie that was okay. It's called The Five. It's this British show about...
What? Where do you find these?
It's on Netflix, man. Netflix.
It's on Netflix.
It's about these kids who, like, they leave one of the kids' older brothers, and then, like, 20 years later, they find his blood on some crime scene, and he's been missing for 20 years or some shit like that. It's really weird. I don't know if I like it. Oh, oh.
Oh.
Oh, oh. The Outsider.
Did it get
worse? Oh, it ended. Worse? I heard, like, it's set up for season two and all this. It's
pretty good.
Oh, okay.
Until the last, like, 30 minutes, and then it's just like,
well, how long is the show? It's like an hour, right?
Well, it's 10 minutes. It's 10 episodes, and they're each like an hour and a half, like an hour and something long. It wraps up real strange, and not like in a good way. Just like, what are you guys doing? Wait, you just smashed his head with a rock, and then that's how we kill the demon?
Yeah, dude. So then what happens is you come back next season, and they're like, oh, psych, it was a dude in a demon costume. It was the wrong guy.
It was a dude in a demon.
And I would have got away with it if it weren't for you kids.
Oh, dude, I'm going to Vegas soon, and I'm staying at the D.
Oh my god, dude, okay, wait a minute. I'm going to Vegas soon to visit my grandparents, which probably is not a good idea at this point, so maybe that plan will change.
When are you going to Vegas?
I'm going on the 27th of March.
Dude, that's when I'm going to Vegas.
No.
Yes.
No.
I'm going with Brian Asman.
Asma.
You guys can all go be sober together in Las Vegas.
No, but Sophia and I are going.
Oh.
We're going to stay at the Tropicana, but we saw the D. Dude, I took a pic. I was like, no way.
We're staying at the D.
And it has a picture of like a chick's leg. Dude, like it's literally for the D.
We can work out together and then we'll go to Wicked Spoon breakfast. You have to have Wicked Spoon. It's fucking bananas.
Okay, no,
if you guys ever go to Vegas, go to Wicked Spoon in the Cosmo. Holy fuck.
I just go to the fucking buffets.
Dude, it's a buffet, but it's it's next level.
Well, shit.
They got like roasted bone marrow and shit. Like
bone.
Yeah.
Roasted D.
Roasted D.
That's a little aside.
One other thing I watched. Don't look at me like that when I fucking make gibberish. it's an indie flick. I saw it in theaters. It's called Portrait of a Lady on Fire. Have you guys heard about this?
No, but I would like to see this portrait.
Let me see your portrait.
It's a French film and a period piece about two ladies who fall in love.
He just fell asleep right now.
No, but you forgot the last part. Two ladies who fall in love. It's about forbidden love.
Okay, so I've actually
seen this movie. It's pretty good.
It's a lot of planning how to decorate their apartment.
The new one? How'd you see it?
I don't remember. I saw it online somewhere.
It's in theaters.
Somebody posted it like a week ago.
You mean you watched it illegally?
Probably, yeah.
Well, that's probably best, so that way you were not like exposing yourself to other people.
Yeah, and you're not supporting the arts. That's
there was
good.
another film that I watched. It was kind of along the same line. It was the Blue is the Warmest Color, or something like
that's
that.
That's a great fucking movie.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is.
It's not.
It's real good.
He's comparing it to actual lesbian porn, and it's no. It's for if you're looking for lesbian porn. It's
don't
not
start
good.
The car if you can't drive it home, Rhett.
Fuck.
Damn.
Don't promise me lesbian porn and not give me lesbian porn. Come on.
Love is love, dude.
Love is love.
Yeah, I know.
I know. That's why I want
to
see him.
I like to watch it in great detail.
Yeah. Yeah.
Any news?
Usually
brothers?
With multiple
Any
people.
Fucking news.
One thing I read about. Oh, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Oh, it's a Scream remake by the guys who directed
Ready or Not.
Ready or Not.
Scream 5.
So that's number one. I'm like, so why? On the other hand, I'm like, my interest is peaked because Ready or Not was pretty fucking.
Did you guys watch Scream 4?
No, but I actually heard it wasn't that bad.
I heard good things, and I tried to watch it, and I zoned out after like 10 minutes.
Yeah, honestly, Scream 3 I thought was... It's so forgettable. I don't even remember Scream 3. Like, Scream 2 I thought was okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's all cool. I'm sure we'll watch it.
I think the tone of like Ready or Not, if it's any indication, matches a potential Scream movie well.
I would hope so. Like the tongue-in-cheek kind of like... Yeah, I like that.
It's got enough gore. It's got enough humor.
I really
humor.
Like that.
I like that.
Got enough meta humor.
I've heard similar things about The Hunt. where it kind of feels like Ready or Not. And then there's like a leading lady who's Samara Weaving-esque.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, I mean, I know the premise is similar in the sense that it's the rich hunting the poor or something along those lines.
So it's like surviving the game.
So it's like the iced tea thing. Like, well, yeah, it's iced tea.
That's hella tight.
It's like iced tea.
You said that's out already, right?
Yeah, it's out this weekend.
This weekend.
Because there's a lot of movies that are getting pushed back because of coronavirus.
So we're going to be doing a lot of VOD stuff, which you both will fucking celebrate about.
Yep. Hell yeah. Go to the theaters is hard, man. It's hard to find time.
I'm sorry. Look, you know what I got to say? I'm actually really bummed because I like the summer movie season. I'm like, oh, the Bond movie's coming out. They're all, nope, 7 months away. Fucking... Everything's pushed back.
New Mutants got pushed back. Antlers got pushed back.
New Mutants is the fourth time it's
Quiet
been pushed
Place
back
2 got pushed back. You know, and they said that New Mutants is PG-13 now, so I'm just like, nah, fuck you. I don't even care.
The director said he's satisfied with the cut, but like it's probably just lip service at this point.
Yeah, it's probably one of those things where he's like, I want to do this, and they're like, I want to do that, and then they met in the middle and like it's PG-13. He's happy enough, but the crowd suffers.
Yeah. One thing to consider, I mean, I know you don't care about it, Matt, but the Marvel movies, them getting pushed back is awful because of the interconnected universe thing. So if they push one movie back, they have to push every movie back because they have to come out in a certain sequence, and they have to push back the slate for Disney Plus because all of this stuff fucking goes together. See, it has to be released in a sequence.
Are there Marvel movies that have gotten pushed back? Because AMC...
That's why they're not pushing it back, because if they do that, they're fucked.
Well, see, but that's actually smart for Disney, because like AMC announced that they're limiting theater capacity to like 50% to do the social distancing thing.
Thank God.
So like,
it's all going to be Disney.
So shit's going to sell out so much quicker because there's half the seats in there.
Oh my God. So it's only going to be Marvel movies in the theater.
You know what?
But I mean, even if they... Even if it's not, like,
Disney
it's going to create the scarcity. People are going to be like, all the showings are sold out.
Disney released the fucking coronavirus, dude.
Disney's like, fuck. Well, fuck it.
No, coronavirus is
clearly... Fucking kill them, dude.
It's clearly a red flag because it's an election year. That's what this is.
Dude, there's a lot to consider.
Are you a conspiracy theory boy?
Dog, I'm a conspiracy realist.
Well, look, regardless of how things started or what, again, it's an emotional contagion is what they call this.
Contagion for the third and like for like the 30th and the 31st time yesterday and last week.
Yeah,
fucking good.
But is it? Is that Steven Soderbergh?
The movie Contagion?
Yeah, I've seen
so
it.
So fucking.
I remember Outbreak with motherfucking Dustin Hoffman.
Hell yeah!
You have got to watch Contagion.
Fuck an old bitch or a monkey in Outbreak? Which one is it?
It's a monkey.
There's a Outbreak monkey.
Is that how they get the AIDS, monkey, AIDS? AIDS.
Yeah, everyone has AIDS.
And what, Project X with fucking Matthew Broderick from the 80s? Did you ever see that monkey fucking movie?
Did you ever see Splice, the alien, the genetic monster fucking movie?
Monkey Shines,
the
dude, Monkey Shines is tight.
Have you guys watched Monkey Shines on here?
Fuck yeah. Wait, we haven't done an episode, but Monkey Shines is rad.
That's a fucking bonkers movie, dude.
Deep cut.
My grandma used to watch Monkey Shines. That was tight.
That was a scary fucking trailer. I remember that trailer for some reason.
Hey, like, was there a movie?
Was there
a movie? Was there a movie in like the late 70s, maybe late 80s that was about a killer baby?
I mean, probably.
A Nightmare on Elm Street 5, The Dream Child.
No, but like a literal like newborn that would like crawl around killing people.
I mean, probably. I don't know it off the top of my head.
All right,
you're not talking about like Dead Alive? Like the
it's not Belial. No.
That's
Basket Case.
Yeah. Basket Case is hella tight too. You know what's not hella tight is Jason Blum wants to do a Halloween Horror Nights movie. So it's motherfuckers walking through mazes, getting scared.
Oh my God. That's like...
Isn't that like...
The movie is a commercial for the thing, which is a commercial for the movie.
Yep.
He's completed the circle.
He's
eating fucking genius, man.
He's eating his own ass now.
he's Ouroborosing himself, but sucking his own dick.
He's human centipeding his own fucking ass.
He's like, oh, that's good.
You know what, though? Wait, to be fair, because we keep fucking... Obviously...
I'm sorry if that grossed anybody out.
Blumhouse has some bad shit. I was looking at their slate of movies again. They did do some good shit.
Well, they do, but then they do a lot of garbage.
When they do garbage, they do the worst.
And see, that's the thing, you know. You build a million bridges, no one calls you a bridge maker. You suck one cock, goat. You know. suddenly you're a cocksucker.
Suddenly you're a goat fucker.
You know, so like, that's God, the thing. Damn. Nobody's going to remember all the good movies that Blumhouse made because
people are his autobiography, Suddenly Cocksucker.
Yeah, it's like, Suddenly La Llorona.
Yeah. Gritty, it's a slippery slope.
Yeah. You build bridges your whole life. You fuck.
There's suck that.
You slip one time and then you've got all of the cock.
There's a...
What?
They released a teaser image for American Horror Story Season 10.
Oh my God.
I knew you were going to say that, but the interesting thing is...
But this time, it's in the 90s.
No, but Macaulay Culkin is on the cast.
That's fucking so, dude, desperate.
So, dude, I'm kind of excited to see...
It is in the 90s. Home Alone.
Macaulay Culkin in this shit.
No, like, thanks.
And then the wrestling movie Powerbomb has a release date, which is April 14th. This is one of, like, 200 fucking wrestling horror movies that are coming out this year. But this one's been on my radar for a few years, and it was done by I don't know her name, BJ Colangelo and Zach Shield something. BJ has
Did
done
you just
work
turn into me for a couple
yeah
seconds?
So like they've done work with Dread Central, so it's kind of like you know, with
also they're total losers.
It's within the Dread Central family. So
I won't let
it
you
is, but it's not, but it is. So if you like wrestling,
I gotta cut that.
Get on it, dude. Somebody called Johnny Butane. Did he used to go by Johnny Butane?
No, he did not.
Dude, it was on the Discord. I don't know if he did or if that was a
Johnny
typo,
Butane.
I'm gonna have to get to the bottom of that.
He's probably still mad at you.
I mean, he might be
for not helping him move.
Life.
Johnny Butane's mad.
Happens. Johnny Butane. La
vida. All right. Well, if you guys don't have anything else, we'll take a quick break and then get to our movie.
It's a Blumhouse movie.
Dude, I have been awake since 3:30 this morning.
Yeah.
I'm ready to end this bitch and go to bed.
We'll drink another one, bitch.
Yeah.
What?
What?
Sorry.
All right. We'll be right back.
Edit that.
Hey, Matthew, what you looking at over there, bud?
Oh, dude, my friend got engaged and like it's trending because like they proposed at the same time. It's fucking weird.
Is your friend a listener?
No.
Are they a Patreon?
No.
Then we do not care.
But tell us about the Patreon, my bro.
So, you know, like it's almost tax season and people are going to have a little bit of extra money, you know, like, so
or not.
You're not going to be spending all We're your money on bills and you're house. Like, hey, I really want to throw my money at something that I totally enjoy. You should go to patreon.com/whogoestherepodcast because you can donate a little bit of money or you can donate a lot of bit of money. And in return, you'll get access to our exclusive Patreon only Discord channel. You'll get exclusive content, bonus episodes, cool stuff on occasion. And you know what? It helps us keep doing this awesome fucking thing that you like and we kind of like to do. So
kinda?
Go to patreon.com/whogoestherepodcast.
Newest Patreon homie, Q-mungus, who has been super active in the Discord.
The Hell fungus yeah. among us.
The fungus
I love
among us.
How active this Discord is. Like, I never wanted to like really get on it because I'm like, is anybody going to use it? And it's going to make me feel all dumb. But
you notice there's a trend when I introduce things.
That you say something and then you create it and then we never implement it and then we wait 2 years and then we finally implement it.
Yeah, do you notice how that this goes when you finally support the thing that I'm like, yeah, let's do it. Hey, it actually works.
I support it, but you have to do it.
I did do it.
You created it, but we never used it. That's the thing.
This fucking guy.
Can I say something about Patreon, dude?
Yeah, dude.
We're in trying times right now, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Social distancing. Social D.
Well, look, basically, you guys shouldn't be going out right now.
You shouldn't be going out.
Send us the money.
We perform a service. We bring the D to you.
That's true.
It's true.
Yeah, you don't have to search out the D. Get yourself a six pack of beer. put on the Who Goes There.
And call it a fucking night.
Call it a fucking night.
Hell yeah.
And then we're talking about horror.
And among other things.
Among other things. And it's like, it's designed, you know, we cope with these things.
Hang out with us because you can't hang out with your shitty friends.
That's true.
You shouldn't hang out with your friends.
We are the only shitty friends you need.
Yeah.
We're even shitty friends to each other. But we won't
be your friend unless you go to patreon.com.
Let's face it. Your entertainment budget just got massively slashed.
Yeah, you
got
it. Yeah, that's
true. No, it got up.
It got up. You can't go to concerts. You can't go to sports events. Like AMC's cutting their tickets by 50%. So you can't even see the movies
that we're talking about.
Well, I'll tell you this. There's never been a better time to watch some fucking movies, though. And we watch movies and then we talk about the movies.
And you listen to us talk about the movies.
Yeah, because watching movies at your fucking house is still something that you can do. You can do a lot of that.
That's hella tight.
Speaking of watching movies, the Who Goes There podcast watched 2020's The Invisible Man, written and directed by Lee Whannell, starring Elizabeth Moss, Oliver Jackson Cohen, Harriet Dyer,
Bob Ross,
Aldis Hodge, Storm Reed, Michael Dorman, Benedict Hardy, Renee Lim.
You fucking got the virus.
Storm Hardy?
Brian Megan.
He's trying to overcomplicate regular American names. Sounds like
a porn name, Storm Reed.
People don't know that, but he is.
Anywho, Matthew, what'd you think in your limited viewing of The Invisible Man?
Oh, boy. This movie.
Could you see all 30 pixels of it?
Yeah. This movie is pretty not bad.
Oh, God.
It's not bad.
Thank the Lord.
There was some stuff I liked. I thought Elizabeth Moss's acting was really strange at points. But I'm guessing she didn't really have a lot to feed off of because of, you know, like...
Yeah, her acting is strange. I'm sorry. I couldn't hold it.
It was really strange.
Not bad, just strange.
Yeah, I liked it. I thought it was a little too long, but overall, I think I liked it.
What about you, dude?
I really enjoyed the movie, and I thought it did about as good a job as modernizing this thing as you could. It had... some really good topical stuff that it was doing with turning it into a metaphor, not even a metaphor really, but a story about domestic abuse. I thought, here's the thing, we always talk shit about jump scares. If all a movie has is jump scares,
they better be good.
And if they're telegraphed all the time, so that sucks. But if, yeah, they better be good, and there's a good reason to have jump scares in a movie where the motherfucker is invisible.
Yeah.
Because you don't know when he's in the fucking room. Mm-hmm. They take full advantage of that here. The plot has a bunch of twists. It goes places I did not anticipate. Yep. One twist in the middle of the movie. I shouldn't call it a twist, but one plot development in the middle of the movie is just like jaw-dropping that it went there.
I don't know which one that is.
I'm talking about the restaurant. With the sister.
Oh, that's a plot development.
That's okay. Why I say I shouldn't call it a twist. The whole movie, it changes on a dime there. It's a 180 for where it's going.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it's competently directed. I looked at also this budget for this is $7 million. This looks like
seems low.
It looks much more. This guy, he did Upgrade. I know you weren't a huge fan, Matt, but he does a lot with a limited budget. And he also wrote the first Saw movie. So the first one. And then he created the Insidious franchise.
Ooh.
Yeah, not my favorite on that one, but I like what he's directing so far. So
many of those now.
And what's her name? Elizabeth Moss?
Uh-huh.
They need to give her somewhere she has something nice happen to her next time. Because with the Handmaid's Tale, I mean, she's just fucking really... picked the right actress.
I don't know how Mad Men ended, but I don't think it was good for her, right?
I can't imagine.
She got kind of empowered. She got more empowered as that went along because time was moving and she was kind of like the feminine empowerment coming up in it and all that. But
she's coming up. Ground floor.
Well, I mean, it's probably no surprise.
You hate it.
That we got a fucking sci-fi horror movie and I'm all in.
Yeah. I thought he was going to say, I hate it.
Oh, fuck. No, I didn't think that. I thought it'd be nuts if he hated this.
No, I mean it's futuristic sci-fi, man. I'm in. What? We got a suit? Yeah, dude.
Well,
the moment I saw that suit, I go, "Oh, here we go.
Well, and also, that's what I mean. I thought that was ingenious because this is an antiquated idea, kind of. It's the old school thing. And you got all these old tropes like, oh, he's got the bandages, you know, and blah, blah, blah. Like Invisible Man when he does the old version of it.
Mm-hmm.
But in this, it's like, no, it's fucking surveillance technology and it's camera systems. And it's like, oh, it's actually kind of plausible. It's yeah. it's bending light.
I feel like they actually tried to put like the different looks of like the Invisible Man throughout the movie. Like there was a scene where Elizabeth Moss was in bed and you saw like a coat and a hat on a like a mannequin.
Mm-hmm.
And it's it looked like
homage.
Yeah. And then there's a scene later in a hospital where you see a guy wrapped in bandages. And
right.
It's made me like think the other of that. One. Yeah. Like I thought that was pretty cool.
Well, see, there were subtle ones.
So you really love this movie then?
I mean, I wouldn't say I loved it. Like, you know, I stayed off my phone mostly. Like,
but you were on your phone.
So it's hard.
No, I wasn't.
Oh.
I want to say too, I love the opening shot, like where it shows the cliffs and the water and it fucking splashes up on the title. You don't see the title until the water's flowing off it and all that. Like, so immediately it was like inventive. I was like, oh, fuck.
Well, yeah. And that whole first 10 minutes is so incredibly tense. I was like loving it,
man. On that note, I read a really good article where it said how the director, he ignored test audiences because something the test audiences said was, they needed more context about why she was running.
Nah, you pretty much got it right away.
And it's exactly right. He said
I'm pretty fucking dense and I got it right away.
He trusted that the audience would come up with something in their own head much more terrifying than anything he could ever show on screen. And he said he didn't want to have that scene where, you know, you call these dishes clean and smack. He said he didn't want to do that shit. So just make it very clear what's going on here by her behavior.
Well, that moment where he runs up to the car and like smashes through it with his fist. Like, oh, God.
He goes full T-1000.
Damn. He establishes that he's physically formidable immediately. Yep. He ran through the fucking forest to catch up with that fucking, like this guy's he's psychopathic.
He's a fucking loose cannon. Yeah, he's willing to Goldberg a fucking window. Like,
yeah.
That's
he's highly intelligent. He's narcissistic as fuck. He's like, sociopathic and he's physically capable.
How do you not pick up on that? Like, I don't get it.
On the D?
I mean, no, like that, you know, like what's going on between them, why she's leaving.
No, well, it's just test audiences frequently say dumb shit like that. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
yeah. What's interesting, too, is that actor.
I don't know.
His name is Oliver Jackson Cohen. He's from The Haunting of Hill House. Ah. He's the dope head brother.
Ah. Oh, that's dope.
That is dope.
Dope, man.
Did I say dope head?
Hella dope.
What's wrong with me, dude? Am I 50?
You're a goddamn narcotics agent. I knew it.
You're a goddamn
He's a narc.
He's a goddamn narcotics agent.
God didn't do this.
Anywho, no, he did that. He was good. He was good.
He was good. And he has the right face for this. He looks like a fucking sneaky, conniving, invisible fuck. You know, invisible white bitch.
Invisible white bitch.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we're done.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, yeah.
It's Invisible Man.
Thanks for tuning in.
It's hella tight.
I think one of the key scenes in the film is like remember the confrontation in the living room?
Yeah.
And it's an abuse sequence. And but the perpetrator is invisible, which is great because if anyone, it doesn't matter, like you don't need not have been abused by a boyfriend, but it could be anyone if anyone suffered physical abuse of any type, the fact that he's invisible, this was something Sophia even pointed out. Sophia pointed out. But she's like, anyone who's been abused by anybody can put anybody there because he's invisible. So anyone can relate to that. Like, if you've been dragged on the floor by someone or fucking they're hovering over you and fucking smacking you and any of that kind of stuff, it's like, it's not just a relationship. It's any perpetrator of physical abuse. And that was I think that sequence, that really like.
See, I was too busy laughing at that point because her getting flung around by like an unseen force.
That was great.
It looked silly though. Like,
I thought it was great physical acting.
Like that, you remember that movie Terrified? How the movie was great, but when she's getting flung around the bathroom,
that was a little funny.
It looks so fucking corny that you want to turn the movie off.
Clown, dude?
No, Terrified. Oh.
Yeah. But that's what it felt like when Elizabeth Moss when he grabbed her by the throat and he like pulls her up like he's the Undertaker. I was just like, that just looks so fucking corny. And then she's getting pulled by her hair and all that. And
maybe.
That's about, being super nitpicky. Though.
But maybe that scene wasn't completely unfunny. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it was,
of course.
It was supposed to be funny.
Played for a little bit of comedy.
Well, it's played for, I think it can be played for a few things. Exactly. Like,
what did you, I mean, when you said that her acting was a little bit
strange.
There was just like weird delivery bits. Like when she was taught, I even have like in my notes when her husband fucking decked that girl, the daughter. And she's like,
oh my God.
Yeah. And she's like, don't hit a girl, hit me. It felt like somebody who didn't know how to act.
See, I don't know.
She was starting to get a little unhinged at that point, right? Because
maybe.
Because she was, I mean, she's being gaslighted by an invisible D, but she knows she's right.
Right. And see, that I'm glad you brought that up. The plot construction here. So this guy takes like everything from her, you know. So he distances her from her friends. And they think she's fucking nuts. And then the email he sends to the sister, and then like the monetary thing, and then all of that. And this is something that like it happens in abusive relationships where the person's completely isolated and turned against all their loved ones. So, I mean, all of that's like they did a really fucking good job with upping the stakes, and like the stakes get worse and worse and worse for her. And then like she gets her sister to go eat with her at a restaurant. And I honestly kind of don't want to do the spoiler, but what happens in that? But we always fucking do. Like what happens in that restaurant? That like I did not think the movie was gonna fucking go there.
Yeah, that was that was definitely unexpected.
But it makes sense. It's like why wouldn't he do that? There's no fucking consequences for him.
Yeah,
I mean,
and then she's got the legal ramifications and the personal emotional ramifications.
But like,
and then the pregnancy.
Where did the knife come from, and how did nobody notice it beforehand? Because there's not exactly pockets. So there's not exactly pockets on that outfit, though.
Yeah, but they're in a restaurant.
But that was a fucking kitchen knife. Like what I'm saying is, like somebody
they
would
got a
see
kitchen and restaurant.
Somebody would see a fucking knife floating through.
I mean, it's a dark restaurant.
It
like,
was not dark. It was very light in that restaurant.
He could slide it on the floor with his foot.
When you mean light, do you mean like white?
Well, shit. Like he could slide it on the floor with his foot. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, he could.
Or maybe that's a fucking come on now.
That's a very, 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 I mean, very specific.
You need to see the knife
pick.
Make
no,
it.
No, I mean,
if you
no,
see the
no,
knife
no,
make
no,
it to
I
the
mean,
table,
like,
it has no impact. There's no surprise.
But it's like it's a weird little thing, and like the way that it actually
he needed
happened,
to fucking be like.
Well, the way that it actually happened too was like her hand comes up open, and she just like instinctually grabs the knife, and then like there's no like resist. I mean. You know what I'm fucking saying?
No, he's got her arm held.
Yeah, and she's got no resistance to it. Like,
well, if there was, you wouldn't be able to see it because he's fucking invisible.
What I'm saying is she just like, if I sneak up behind you and I grab your arm and try to do this, your instinct is going to be to like...
Yeah, but you still got a knife in your fucking hand.
She didn't at first, though. Her hand got completely up here like this, and then the knife kind of just went... Whoop.
Even if they didn't do it like that... Like, she's the only one sitting there with the knife right there.
Well, I get it. What I'm saying
is... What it was like was Hitchcock.
Honestly. What I'm saying thing, is, you know, is watching
the,
it transpire
the one thing that does bug me about that
hokey.
Scene specifically is that they focus so much on, you know, security cameras and whatnot. That fucking restaurant would have fucking security cameras on the floor. That's the one thing I was like, well, fucking check the camera for the fucking restaurant because I'm sure they're going to see the little knife fucking floating around.
Yep, and that's what I'm saying.
Jumping
how
in
do you
here
not just see the fucking bloop, bloop, bloop? It's just floating.
I mean, if you
like,
scrutinize it, there's a lot of plot here you could poke holes.
Maybe he could be like, that's
not even what I'm doing here. I'm not trying to poke holes in the plot because I mean the plot itself was pretty solid.
It's
what
a pretty
I'm
good
saying
little
is
ride they
there was a few things that happened both visually and with like the delivery of dialogue that felt a little hokey and a little cheesy, which is really the only thing that I can nitpick about this movie is that like, you know, the fucking knife flying into her hand looks a little bit silly. Like when you're watching it and you're, you know, you're scrutinizing it. Like maybe I didn't suspend disbelief enough, but
yeah, one of the things that I really enjoyed was the sound
fuck
scape.
Yeah.
in this film, because
it goes with the jump scares and the editing. Everything's synchronized.
There are times when you're looking in an empty room and you hear that little, like that little, you probably didn't hear it because
that's Ben Walfish is the composer. That's actually the composer's sound he does. And that's a sound, that's the sound that signals the presence
like
the
little clicky man. Kind of like a little camera shuttery clicky. Dude, I thought that was so brilliant that you could hear him around and like see him, so to speak. But I thought that was super brilliant.
Did you guys get this is one where I like seeing movies in Dolby when you got the fucking the movie pass to see it and you don't have to pay for X premium for it. Did either of you see it in Dolby with the Dolby sound?
I did not.
I may have. I went to a really fancy theater in like Poway.
Oh, I don't know what Poway has, but the AMC Plaza Bonita here, and people listening have no fucking clue what Plaza Bonita is. Anyway, if you can see this in Dolby, I'd really recommend you do because of, well, the digital fucking transfer, of course, but the sound.
Yeah.
The sound. This is one where the sound is really fucking helpful and the score is really good. This is another score like this and Underwater from earlier this year. I like the score for Underwater much more in the movie. Not that I hate that movie, but this score is fucking is great too.
Yeah.
Did
you guys think that the brother was a Skarsgård?
No. I didn't, but I can see
had,
how you think
he
so.
He had the eyes, dude. I was like, yo, is this motherfucker a Skarsgård? And I was like, there's another one.
Wait, so I gotta ask the big spoiler here. So if you haven't seen it and you're gonna don't listen to this.
Well, we've already.
Who done it?
Oh, good question, right? So both.
Like they were in it together?
Huge spoiler.
I don't know if in it together, but I think the older brother is definitely.
Which was the husband is the older brother.
And I think the metaphor there is that, you know, guys like this protect guys like this, and family protects family and all that kind of shit.
Well, more so that he's scared of his older brother, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Is that what it is? Or are they both scumbags? Because like I couldn't. One of the notes that I took very early is like at the beginning of the movie when they're doing like the will reading. And he's like, oh, you know, like I have like 90 days to appeal, but I'm waiving my rights. I'm like, why would he just be waiving his rights? Like, I actually wrote down he's waiving his rights. And of course, that comes back later, you know, like when you find out he's the one that's supposedly orchestrating the whole thing.
On that note, too, when it says that she's getting this money provided she doesn't get arrested, it's like she's definitely going to be accused of a crime. And it's telegraphing all this shit, you know?
So that's one thing about this movie that I didn't like was the way it kind of softball telegraphs things. Like when she gives the fucking gift of a ladder, I'm like, okay, well, this ladder is going to be important later. And there was something else that came. Oh, when she was cooking bacon in it, like a lot of my notes came back to play issues later. I'm like, who cooks fucking breakfast like this? And then the fucking breakfast catches on fire. And like, you don't put fucking 4 pieces of bacon and 2 eggs in the same pan at the same time. Like, that's just dumb. You don't do that.
You do if you don't know how to cook abuse survivor.
And you're going to set your fucking kitchen on fire like she did. And then she went to throw fucking water on a grease fire. Like, who let you in a kitchen? What are you, a fucking Sim without any cooking skills? Level up, bitch. Well, make a garden salad.
Luckily, the Generation Z chick was there and was like, no, don't put water on it.
Yeah. The smart one.
You got to suck the oxygen out of the room. You don't want to spread the oil around.
She's an architect, dude. She can't be bothered with little details like bacon grease fires. Come on.
That's right. I mean,
but still.
She's fucking Elizabeth Moss, bro.
You got to eat.
Hey, what do you guys think of that when she's
on lockdown? Oh, that was the statement. You got to eat.
Yeah, that sequence when she's on lockdown and then the Invisible Man's fucking up the guys in the hallway. You get the Terminator 2 vibes and shit. Dude,
what was my note? It was like idiot cop slaughter because like
I fucking loved it.
Yeah, but they just kept coming in. It was like
well, that's what they would do. They don't believe it. And well, even no, when it's but happening, I mean, they'd like, be like, what? I have a gun.
You know what it felt like? It felt like one of those video games where like the enemies keep spawning until you reach a certain point. Yeah. Like so, Elizabeth Moss was like pinned down in the
like
hall.
Like VFW. Oh wait.
So like these two just keep coming. There's like two cops, and it's like murder the cops, and it's like okay, well she hasn't passed this invisible line, so send two more cops, and then just dead and killed what, 6-8 cops?
Well, and what was really funny about that scene too, and I another thing where, you know, something would happen to another cop that was like 8 feet away from Elizabeth Moss, and they were still looking at her like, what'd you do? And I was like, oh, come on, man, at this point, like, it happened across those the hallway.
Well, they know it's connected to her somehow because she's out of her cell, so they're thinking it's supernatural. That's what you would think. You wouldn't think it's more plausible if you don't fucking have the story that it's fucking supernatural than it being an invisible dude with cameras all over him, you wouldn't jump to that conclusion.
Is she gonna have this baby?
I mean,
I think what we saw on that note, I think we saw the beginning of a franchise, and what you saw in essence was like a fucking origin film. I wouldn't be, she left with the suit. She could be a vigilante because she's a complete.
The invisible woman?
It's the invisible woman, right.
Or no, invisible like human.
Well, and this is not a static character, which is like at the beginning of the movie, she's a totally different person than she is at the end. At the end, she's been responsible for murder. She's gone through all sorts of shit. So what would she do after that? Well, I would think that her parameters are wider. She could go around like being a vigilante for domestic shit as the invisible woman. And that sounds like, that sounds actually really appealing.
It's a Fantastic Four origin story.
It's an origin Ooh. Story. We just saw fucking, and so, and also who doesn't want to see that? Like a chick who's invisible, like going and fucking up dudes.
Well, and then she's going to need somebody to repair the suit because she doesn't know how. So then you introduce Tony Stark and then now you got yourself a crossover episode.
Well, that's what they
but Tony Stark is dead.
Well, I think Lee Wan Elder, he saw that like the, at least Invisible Man, it does have crossover to that kind of comic book type thing. You know what I mean? It has that fucking, well, it's a superpower for Christ's sake.
I really did like that suit in and of itself. Like, you know, when you like Divine. Shoot him, you start seeing like little bits of the suit malfunctioning. Yep. Like I really like, I wish I would have got a chance to watch the movie a second time. Cause I really was hoping that you would see just like individual cameras kind of malfunction before he takes major damage. So you could just see like one pixel of him kind of like there.
I bet I would be willing to bet that does happen.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like I would have liked to have looked again.
That moment too, where she drops the bucket of paint on him, or the bucket of
blood. That
was good. And
that ladder came back. He's like, oh, here's the thing with the ladder.
For a quick moment, I thought that thing was a fucking alien. Because the shape of the head to me looked like almost like Xenomorphy. And I was like, oh, fuck. We're going real sci-fi.
Because of where the paint hit.
Everything.
Yeah.
Did you guys pick up that girl wanted to go to cosmetology school and she was going to get 10 grand a month to do that?
It wasn't, I don't think it was cosmetology school. It was like dressmaking.
It was fashion school.
Fashion school.
Yeah. So she was going to go to fashion school for like 10 grand a month.
How about just pocket the 10 grand?
Right. Or like at least learn fashion. Cause like she didn't look like she had very good fashion. She looked like she shopped at Target.
It's cause you're not a millennial, dude.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah. That's what they're all wearing.
We're old as fuck.
Look at me. I'm like, oh, fashion. I wear fucking shorts.
See, that's also old. Millennials, we are closer to millennials than to that girl. That girl's Generation Z.
Yeah, she's something else.
Millennials listen to Vampire Weekend and shit, dude. Like, we're old.
Do I listen to Vampire Weekend?
So do I. Honestly, dude, we're on the cusp. We're like millennial. Like.
Bing, bing,
we're the first bing, prototype bing, millennials. Bing,
we're millennials bing, on paper. Bing, that's bing, the thing.
Exactly. Bing, 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 exactly. That's why we can, like, that's why we've been nice about some of this shit.
Wait, so...
we have our feet in both buckets. But
Generation Z, I'm feeling some distance from.
Wait, but so again...
All butthole licking.
I think they're fucking awesome. They don't give a fuck.
Who done it?
Well, I think they both did. So there's two suits, right?
Well, right, but like... So did we have a Scream thing going on? Because then they found... So the brother or the husband is supposed to be dead like the whole movie. And then you find out he's alive. You think he's alive the whole time, but then you find out he's alive buried behind a wall in his basement.
Which was fake. He put himself there. That was all.
See, but then I was like, how long has he been here? Like, how did they find him? Like, I mean, I don't assume that they were tipped off about it. Like, because they don't give you any context about that. Like, you find out that his brother is like at least in the suit for now, and then it just shows like a SWAT team breaking down.
It leads
down
me to believe
wall.
They were working together because his brother goes. Again, the structure is pretty uncanny. Like when it talks about he's threatening the girl, and then like the Invisible Man shows up there, and you're like, oh, it's the brother. That means the brother is in. He's communicating with the other dude.
I don't think there's any moment in that entire movie where. The husband isn't there while the brother's there.
They're both there in the suit.
No, 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 no.
When the lawyer brother is in the room,
I think the husband is there too. He's just watching the entire time.
Well, it's something he would do as a voyeur and shit.
Because, like, I was wondering, like, she just decided randomly to and see. Okay, this is a plot hole I want to poke a hole in. So she randomly decided to call.
Poke a hole in your plot hole,
dude. It's open.
it's wide open, brother.
So she decided to call her dead husband's cell phone.
Yeah.
And it's on vibrate, but it starts vibrating in the attic. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, well, okay, if he's hanging out in the attic, like, why would he just have his phone on vibrate?
Nah. You forget how brilliant this dude is and how manipulative he is. Of course, he put his phone up there.
To intentionally get her up there. Yeah. And then, like, we'll see. But then when they paint it as the brother, it's like, okay, well, why would the brother have the phone? Like, why would the phone still be active? It, like, that part felt a little too convenient.
Well, 'cause the whole point of it is for her to appear crazy, right? So the whole point is that the whole time she's like, dude, it's an invisible man. Can't you see? Can't you fucking pick up on this?
Like, oh, can't you see?
Yeah, mother.
Oh, sorry. Woman.
Hell yeah. Veronica. Let's just watch Veronica again.
This is going to become a Veronica podcast.
Spider Goro versus Invisible Man.
I think Spider Goro wins.
You bitch! I am dying!
I am the dying!
Sorry, I kind of derailed that whole thing there.
Yeah, you did.
What else you got in your notes over there, buddy?
I don't remember. Oh, when she stole that Asian dude's car, that shit was hilarious.
Oh, that was tight as fuck.
Yeah. I don't even know what happened. So, like, was the guy, was her husband driving and crashed in? I wasn't paying attention at that part.
She walked out
saw some Asian guy with his hand on his head. He's like, oh, fuck. And then she stole his car.
And the wife was still on the line. She's like, what's going on?
I want to talk. I've talked about the jump scares and whatnot, but I mean, just in the suspense in this, like that parking lot in the rain. That was so fucked. That was really suspenseful.
It's a great action scene.
Yeah. You know, like when they're right after she gets out of the jail cell or the containment cell, whatever that would, the mental facility, whatever it is. Like, yeah, that scene was fucking extremely tense.
Even the scenes where you know, the Elizabeth Moss would be having a conversation with somebody and it would pan over to a corner.
Yeah.
And then sit there for like 10 seconds.
Yeah, that's what I mean, dude.
And then pan back with nothing happening. You're like, he's right there, huh? Yeah. Right, he's fucking right there.
You're gonna do the thing, aren't you?
There was that scene too before they did the thing with the sheet where she like saw the door was open. She went and stood out on the porch, and you could see his breath like behind her. I'm like, oh, that's
pretty good.
That's a good thing. He's like right fucking there. Like, that's gotta be tricky though to like stand that close behind somebody and like have to try to sneak out of the way without making sound when they turn around.
Without rubbing your D.
Yeah. It's like, oh shit, my bad.
What like, if he like watched what if he was watching her like shower and he got a boner and you could see like the
fucking cameras just start malfunctioning right there.
Just around his dick.
God. It's like, what is this black bulge right here? It's floating.
Weird. Goddamn.
Weird. That is goddamn.
Well, also, you know what? That's a missed opportunity. She could have been in the shower, and he could have been invisible behind her, and you could have gotten like the outline of a human with a throbbing D invisible
just
with the water.
Just the boner, though.
Yeah, the boner, the water dripping off the invisible D.
There's a poem there.
Oh, so there was something that it's made like me think that like the husband was doing it, and it was when she was at the dinner with him. And she was trying to get him to confess. And then he goes like, oh, I know you better than anybody. That should come as no surprise. And like surprise was kind of like they had the text that just said surprise when she went up to the attic. And the brother like said surprise later. And like, so I don't know if him saying that was kind of like his sneaky admission of guilt, where it's like he understood she was trying to entrap him. And it was just like, I'm going to drop this key word that was from the text and she's going to get triggered and know like that I know that I'm always fucking, I'll be watching you.
Yeah, well, that's the other thing. That's one of the things that I was like, I don't know about this last scene, because we're led to believe that he doesn't know where the second suit went, because he knows that the brother died in one, right?
Yeah.
Right.
And unless he may have a third, who knows? But there's a suit missing. And the timing of that was really fucky too. Like, He gets the phone call, right? Or no, she leaves to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
He gets killed and like literally
instantaneously
seconds,
yeah,
she's there on the phone calling 911.
So like, is she working with somebody else? Like, she had to have known that he was going to get killed, but she couldn't have done it that fast to sneak away, like go get the suit, put the suit on, come out, force him to kill himself, run back, take the suit off.
And that suit's not going to fit very well, so she probably can't maneuver all that good.
Yeah, it's probably all baggy unless it's like contouring, and they didn't address that.
Come on.
Hey, dog, somebody in this movie goes to fashion school. We have to at least break this shit down.
Ooh, they did it.
To see.
So that's Lucius Fox for her. Like fucking like the gear dude in Batman, fashion school girl is going to fix her suit.
Ooh, she watched so well.
You think she gets the money back after all this shit?
Yeah, and the fucking dude already knows about what she did.
Yeah.
So that's Alfred.
Yeah, she probably would get all that money. And then so she's all like Batman. She can afford to pay Alfred. Yeah.
You know what else too? I love this. Like the production design was solid, but the house was fucking cool.
Yeah. That's a cool house. Fuck, I'm tired.
I mean, I liked how it, you know, because it was so, there was all the space in it, and it had like the fucking ocean, and it had all like the, you know what I'm saying? Slick surfaces, the reflective surfaces, dude.
Dude, it's so reflective, dude.
It's so reflective. It made me contemplate my own reflection. Like Jaden Smith.
Wow.
Dude, but the best part of this movie was when it was all said and done, she got the dog.
She got the D.
She get the dog.
Like when she let the dog go, I was like, oh, I really hope the dog goes with her and she gets the dog and he's not just off in the fucking woods somewhere. And then the dog winds up back with that dude. And then the dog tries to bite that dude. And I'm like, oh, that's a good dog. And then she still got
the You're dog. Fucking right, dude. I'm really glad they didn't kill the fucking dog.
I thought they were gonna
fuck up the dog. And it was going to be like, no, don't do that.
Yeah, what have you done? Like, you know why? Because that's cheap now. Like, that's one of the few things that people are like, dog, why'd you do that? Like, yeah, that's fucked up.
That's John Wick. Leave it to the John Wick franchise to fuck up
they
the
subverted
dog.
Our expectations with not killing a dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you guys think of the cop friend, the black cop friend? Now that part is
there are times when you're talking about like strange acting
that
there
was a little silly
there thing. Are times when I go what are
also,
you doing?
That motherfucker needs to go to the gym. He needs to get in better shape.
Yeah, he really. Yeah.
No, god, that guy is fucking ripped. Dude. I'm like, god, this is the best cop I've ever seen. he's so decent, he's infallible, he's intelligent, and he's really, really fine.
He's got muscles that I didn't even know like existed on the back of his arm.
I felt really bad looking at him.
I thought that was fucking Adebisi from Oz for a while. You know Adebisi,
oh,
he wore the little hat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Mr. Echo.
He's one hell of a fucking cop.
Yeah, he was uncomfortably good looking.
Yeah, it was uncomfortably like nothing wrong with this guy. Like, god damn it.
The one thing missing.
Except he was skeptical of our heroine.
The one thing missing, a good sex scene in this movie. That would have been.
I thought we were going to get one when she was.
You thought you were going to get a rape scene.
Dude, I put
not
ghost rape.
A rape scene, but okay.
Huh?
No, wait, he what? Thought invisible rape
I
scene.
Thought we were going to get a ghost rape. Like, you know, I thought they were going to go.
I thought we were going to get a ghost rape.
Yeah, I thought they were going to go scary movie too.
Ghost rape.
It wouldn't be a ghost rape. It'd be like a floating dick rape.
Have you seen Lovely Molly?
No, nope.
So there's a movie called Lovely Molly, and as I'm watching it, I'm like, dude, watch, this movie's gonna turn out to be like she's about fucking this ghost, and she totally fucks the ghost. It's great. It's not great, but it's like, it's funny
because she's fucking a ghost.
It's consensual.
It's
ghost
fucks. Goat fucking.
Ghostbusters, what's his name? Fucking.
The blowjob?
Yeah. Oof. That's good shit. When I was a kid, I'm like, what?
What's she doing down there?
Yeah. That's one of those scenes that introduces you to things, you know? Like, wait a minute.
Your young, nubile mind is like,
all of those things came from Revenge of the Nerds.
I want to be ghost raped.
Ghost blown?
Ghost blown?
Yeah, like if that was a woman in that scene, like, we'd all be like, oh God.
But like, ugh, here's some ectoplasm.
But it's fucking, but it's Venkman getting a fucking BJ. You're like, yeah, okay.
I think it's Ray.
Is it Ray?
Yeah, it's Dan Aykroyd. I think. Yeah, because his eyes go, he goes
cross-eyed. He goes cross-eyed. He does. That's right. That's right.
I mean, don't we all?
Well, sometimes. Yeah, as I get older, I don't just go cross-eyed. Like, I lose all fucking brain function for a good 2 or 3 minutes.
He just starts screeching.
Dude, I go fucking straight. Like all the blood, like, you know, I started understanding that all the blood's out of my head.
Sophia sucked the brain straight out of his
cup. Dude, I feel absolutely empty. Like, I have no, nothing. I'm an empty shell.
Oh, my God.
Like, my essence has been fucking just completely gone. Like, I'm no one. Like, I'm just for a few sweet moments.
Meanwhile, she's like, yeah, it's all right.
Oh shit!
Oh,
but pretty soon after that, it's time to snuggle.
All right, well, that's the Invisible Man.
It's time to snuggle and watch The Room.
Yeah,
hell, dude, I have watched The Room.
You don't, dude. This guy gets blown while he watches The Room.
No,
he's like, I would not disrespect the movie that way.
I
wouldn't disrespect the movie. Sophia, yes, the movie.
I wouldn't disrespect Sophia that way. No.
He's like, I wouldn't want her to miss The Room.
Yeah. I keep. All day is The Room memes for me and her, and I can't say any of them to you guys because you guys don't know like what the fuck I'm talking about.
You know what? And
they were on the last episode too, and you guys don't know what I'm saying.
Huh? Good. Good. It makes me happy.
Yeah, I bet it does.
Giant, it really does. On my shoulders.
But, so this is a Blumhouse movie.
It is. It's a Blumkin movie. That's true.
And it's one of the better ones.
It's pretty good.
It's not bad.
Oh, and it's made $100 million worldwide.
That's pretty good.
On a $7 million budget. So
I'd say that's a success.
I'd say that's a pretty we'll get The Invisible Man too.
It's you know, and it woman. Does a good job of building tension.
You're okay with that.
I like that.
Yeah.
I'm glad it, you know, Mitch Snyder, what's up, Mitch? What's up, dude?
Oh yeah, he said definitely not good.
He's all not great. And I'm like, completely disagree.
Yeah, Red's like, I will fight you.
Yeah, I didn't want to go that far. And then like he started talking about, he said the restaurant twist was good though, and fucking Matt hadn't seen it yet, you know.
So, yeah, I'm like, damn. I had to bring out Spoiler Cat, dude. Spoiler Cat's not amused. Yeah. I forgot what I was
going to say. That's it. We're done.
Well, yeah. We're doing The Hunt next, right?
Is that what we're doing?
Matt's got to watch 3 movies before Tuesday. Well,
it makes sense to do The Hunt next because it's immediately accessible.
Is it?
Just yeah. Watch The Hunt, and if you can watch the other watch two, the try it.
I got
The Hunt and watch one of the Patreon.
You got to what?
I won't be able to watch The Hunt until Tuesday.
That's fine, as long as you watch The Hunt.
Assuming I'm going to be able to. I got.
Well, look, my school has been canceled, so if you want to record Wednesday or Thursday night, we can do that.
Well, yeah, now that my fucking concerts got canceled.
See, now you got plenty of time to watch the movie. Yeah.
No, because that's after we record.
And we have coronavirus to thank.
Yeah. You got plenty of time to watch a movie. You ain't got no shows to go to.
That's true. I am going to be streaming Resident Evil 2 on our Twitch channel, twitch.tv/whogoestherepodcast, since I'm not going to American Nightmare anymore.
It's tomorrow night.
Yep. That's right. Yeah, so nobody will hear this by then. Or will they? No, they won't.
And if, one of the Patreon films, which is The Host... If you want to watch it and haven't seen it,
it's on YouTube. That's
it's
right.
It's on YouTube for free. It's a good upload.
It's official.
It's Bong Joon-ho. Is it official?
Yeah.
That's why.
Ad supported.
Yeah. Bong Joon-ho just won Best Director, Best Picture for Parasite.
Probably why.
Yeah. And this is a film of his from 2006. It's 14 years old. And wow. I won't say anything else.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, that's it for episode 3. We'll be talking about. The Host. God damn it.
The Host and The Hunt.
The Host, The Hunt.
The Host, The Hunt, and RoboCop eventually.
And The Cop.
The Host, The Hunt, The Hot Ass Cunt.
The Host, The Hunt, The Hunt.
The Host, The Hunt, and The Hot Ass Cunt.
There you go. Mm.
Who's The Hunt, who's The Host, and who's The Cunt? I'll be The Cunt.
You're definitely a cunt.
I'll be The Host, I guess. I don't know. All right, we can both be The Host.
See, I took one for the team.
All right, that's Who Goes Your Podcast. We'll see you next week. We talk about...
movies.
I don't know. Movies. A movie, 2 movies, 3 movies. I'm tired. I'm going to go to bed.
Try not to get coronavirus.
Try. Well, if you get it, just, you know.
Just go get a lot of toilet paper. You'll be fine.
That's the ticket.
It doesn't even make you shit a bunch. It's not even diarrhea. It's so fucking
crazy.
And also, don't get... toilet paper, get fucking baby wipes. What do you do with your life? You're buying toilet paper
You spend $20 on Amazon to get a fucking bidet attachment. You spray water at your asshole.
What do you do to get dry? That's what I always wondered
about.
You
only
bidets.
Need like 2 squares of toilet paper, and then you just
Need toilet paper.
You need 2 squares versus fucking 20 to 30 to wipe.
The emotional contagion thing I mentioned earlier, check that. I mean, it's kind of on point with this. So we're pack animals, right? So this is basically how the emotional contagion works, because it means the central nervous system of a mammal lines up with another one when it's panicking.
Mm-hmm.
So
are we talking about how babies are made?
No, check this kind of. No, but check this out. So one of the person in the tribe sees the fucking tiger poking its head out from the bushes, right? And he starts panicking. The dude next to him doesn't see the tiger, but it sees the bushes moving. And he starts panicking. And then the people... He starts packing him in the ass. And then the people next to them don't see the tiger or the bushes moving, but they see the people freaking out. And then their central nervous system follows suit, and it goes all over the whole fucking group.
And instinctively, they all pull their pieces out and start masturbating.
Start ass blasting. But so all over the earth is an emotional contagion right now, which is much more severe
than the actual sickness.
The ass blasting that's going on over this is just fucking severe anal pounding.
The psychic anal blasting that's happening.
The psychic anal blasting of the mass consciousness. We have a choice, my friends, to ascend to a new level of anal blasting.
Don't get finger blasted by the sickness. Get finger blasted by your partner.
Don't get blasted by the sickness. Get down with it.
All right.
Thanks.
Jesus Christ.
I'm not gonna worry wrinkles in my brow. Nothing's ever gonna be all right, no how. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive.